Drive-by on 2FM
with Colm Hayes.
Arthur's Day is not going to go ahead this year as Guinness is launching a new music programme called Amplify, which is going to support emerging Irish artists instead. It's a good idea. And Johnny Quinn of Snow Patrol, he's on the line now. Johnny is actually involved in it. Johnny, tell us, well, you can tell us, Johnny, what is it? What's it all about?
Well, it's an opportunity for the emerging young talent to get a chance to play a series of gigs. Yeah. And people will win some studio time, and they will have access to workshops, which will have, you know, industry experts give them advice on the pitfalls of starting out. And they're going to have some big bands like Codeline and Ellie Goulding playing sort of small venues, and they can support and various things.
Very good. And do you work with the bands over the period of time, give them sort of levels of advice and masterclasses?
Yeah, I'll be involved in the workshop side of things, and also be going to some of the venues around the country to pick out people who deserve to go forward and win studio time, free studio time.
How does a band get involved in this? Let's say I'm just started up my band and I'm in the garage and I hear about Guinness Amplify. What do I do?
Well, you just submit 3 tracks to the website, and then you will go forward to be part of the gigs and various things. So just go to their website, upload it.
This is it's a good initiative, and you see it happening more often a lot around the world with bigger established bands helping young bands. Is the business really, really tough to get into at the moment?
I mean, it's always been quite tough. When we started out, there wasn't anything really like this, but there was more labels about, and there was probably more investment in music. But then we didn't have social media, which is an advantage as well. So you can spread the word quite quickly and quite cheaply for what you do. You still have to, you still got to work the same way you did before and get out and play loads of gigs, become a better life outfit, write lots of songs.
There's a greater emphasis on playing live now, isn't there, with the whole sort of downloading and people just aren't really selling CDs anymore. Is that a positive thing for the music business? Because it gets back to where it really, the roots of it, playing live.
It does, yeah. I mean, I remember, because I've got a small publishing company, so we've been looking at a lot of young acts. And I remember seeing the Stripes, their first couple of gigs, and A&R were blown away because they were so good live that they were, anyone had seen, they just couldn't compare to them. And they just obviously played tons of gigs. And so it is really important, and as you say, the live scene, there's so many more people going to gigs. So you do have to be better than you used to, I think, at the early stages. So it's worth just getting them playing anywhere, really. What I like about this as well, it's not like there's a winner, which I always think contests are quite weird to compare different styles. It's not a race, and so they're giving it, across the board to, quite a few acts, and that's the best way to distribute it. It's not like an overall winner.
And along with this now, what are Snow Patrol up to at the moment?
Well, we're writing for our next album, which will be out next year, 2015.
Yeah.
And this is our 20th anniversary, so we're...
20th anniversary?
Yeah.
Wow, that's scary.
20 years. Ridiculous. Unbelievable. I can't believe we've not killed each other, to be honest, in those 20 years.
I remember when I was in a previous radio station doing the breakfast show, you guys coming in at the very start, which is about, 1996 or whatever. And there was Gary was involved in 2 bands at that stage. There was this. Were you involved in the other band as well? There was sort of 2 bands on the go.
Reindeer Section.
That's it. Yeah. So 20 years later, wow, that's good.
We've got pressure to do something this year, which we're thinking about how we can, do something to celebrate that.
Yeah. And when you look back at the 20 years, is it all nice and rosy, or do you think, God, we nearly...
Oh, God, no.
Was there a time when you nearly, that was nearly it, that was the moment, it nearly all, we split up?
There was a lot of those moments, and especially the, I think the first sort of 7 years were pretty tough.
Yeah.
And a lot of it's flown by because we've been so busy, which is, it's been great, but the years just... since run
yeah.
first took off, Chasing Cars, those big songs, you know, Around the World. We so you know, it's, but it, you know, it's, there's been so many great moments that
yeah.
have outweighed that the you sort of forget about the tough parts of it, but they, you know, they I think every band has to go through that to a certain extent, and you know, it's about sticking together through, you know, the tough times, you know.
So I suppose that in itself also is great advice for young bands. I mean, because it is really, really difficult, and you don't know whether you're getting it right or wrong, and you don't know whether you're writing the best song ever, not till an audience nearly tells you. So there's huge moments where you're probably lacking in confidence, and that's going to lead to arguments.
Definitely, yeah. We had self-belief, but there was lots of moments where we're thinking, oh, well, maybe this is just not going to happen. And we always felt that we never fitted in the scene as well, which was
yeah.
difficult. And Britpop was huge at
That's
the time,
nice.
And we just didn't. We sounded more American guitar sounding than anyone else. So it was confusing to find out, you know, if we had a place in it all. And you know, I think actually talking about playing live, when we played Run, we thought it was a B-side when we first wrote it, and the audience, you know, they clapped twice as loud for twice as long and loud for that song, so they kind of told us that was going to be a single somehow,
right.
And that's the, you know.
That must be interesting as well, that, as you said, it's some songs you think, they're all right, I mean, it's not our best, and then you play it to an audience, and the audience then says, no, that is your best, so you have to go back and take a fresh look at your work.
Yeah, that happens a lot for us, and especially, you know, even songs that we thought were really good and we played them, and they just don't go down well, no matter how many times you play them, you just get rid of them, and you move on, and it's, you know, so the audience though is a really good litmus test for that.
And what's the song that you always look forward to playing?
Having people sing Chasing Cars and Run in the way they do is something you never get bored of, really.
I can imagine that's something special. Well, it's going to be a busy one for you now and next year. And of course, the big wedding. Will you be going to the Courtney Cox wedding?
I'm sure we will, if we're invited.
Will you be the wedding band?
I'm sure we would. We haven't done many weddings, but, you know, we're asked.
Well, there's a special one.
We're excited for Johnny. And, you know, most of the band have met Courtney, and she's, for the megastar, she's a very down-to-earth person. And she's really good. They're really good together. So it's we're chuffed for them.
I mean, I have to ask, because somebody will say, why didn't you ask? When you're around and when you meet Courtney, is there any other cast members or friends around?
Well, I'm going over to meet them in August. I've just talked to her on Skype, but I know the rest of the band have been there.
Yeah.
And they say, yes, there's some very well-known people drop in for a cup of sugar.
That's bizarre, isn't it? But there you go.
It is.
Okay, well, listen, Johnny, good talking to you. And good to see you getting involved in Guinness Amplify, and we'll give out all the details. We'll really be following it close here on 2FM. Thanks for taking the call. Good luck in the future.
Great. Okay, thanks very much, mate. Cheers. All the best. Bye-bye.
Drive-by on 2FM.
With Colm Hayes.